did a podcast, I guess it was probably like a week ago. I talked about a fight me and my roommate got in about cleaning up and not being gross type of thing. Something stupid. Anyway, so this one I want to talk about being healthy. And, you know, for the past, I want to say about 10 months, I've been trying my best to eat right and exercise. Last February, I started going to this class. It was like I did a Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I would do a boxing class. Well, it wasn't like boxing, but you know, you would do like, you know, boxing bags, right? And you learned how to do punches, and it was an hour-long class. So I did that 3 days a week, and then 2 days a week I would do what they call it's like high-intensity interval training, where you do like, you know, a rapid workout, you rest for a minute, or not a minute, but like, you know, 30 seconds, and then you do another rapid workout. Well, you do that a bunch of times. And I was waking up Monday through Friday. I was waking up at 4:30. I was going to the gym at 5. And I would do an hour-long class. And I got in super good shape. Part of it was due to my diet. I cut out all sodas, all candies, all cookies. You know, I wasn't eating other people's food that they're making. I was just making my own food. It was all fruits, vegetables, grains, oatmeal, egg whites. And I was doing a little bit of protein shakes and stuff like that. You know, chicken breast. So I was eating really healthy. I had a six pack, and I was in just felt super good. Then I got a girlfriend back in June, and we're in the South, and she would cook soul food. Well, I met her at work at this new job I was working at, and my job didn't allow for me to do these classes, because these classes were at certain times. So, while I was dating her, I wasn't taking these classes, plus I was eating all this soul food, and I got a gut, and I just felt tired all the time. Well, I was eating like that and not exercising for probably, 3 months maybe. 3 to 4 months. Maybe like 4 months. It was a good while. Something like that. So we ended up breaking up. We got in a fight because her roommates threw a party and there was weed and booze and coke and LSD and all this shit. I wasn't doing that. I was just smoking a little green, and I had some shots. But I remember I'm just standing, you know, on one side of the room, and I'm looking across the room, and this girl, she's got her tits out. She was topless. She had her bra off. She was just in her underwear. But everybody was. Everybody had their shirts off. Everybody was just in their bras and underwear. It was just like that kind of party. And I was just standing there, just, you know, having a nice time and just enjoying myself. And it was so eerie because the room and all the people in it just sort of stopped. And across the room, between me and her, there was nobody there. It was like the room parted like the Red Sea, and everybody was still. And I noticed this just for a split second, and as everything was still, I walked across the room, and we were looking at each other for a few minutes. It was just like, we were just making like some serious eye contact, but not saying anything. Well, everything went still, and I walked across the room in this stillness, like I was like, you know, Mr. I just stopped time, like in the movies kind of thing. And so like, I walked across the room and I tapped her on the knee, and I was standing in front of her for maybe like 5 seconds. We were just kind of looking at each other. And right when that happened, my girlfriend comes and walks around the corner and is like, "What are you doing? Blah, 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 blah," getting really, really mad. And I was like, oh my gosh, I wasn't even thinking what I was doing. I was just like right in the moment. And then we ended up breaking up a week later. So we break up, and I'm like, you know what? I gotta get myself back into shape. I started with a diet. So for the last 6 weeks, I've been eating slowly and progressively better. And I'm back to no sodas, no candies, no fast food, no fried food, that sort of diet. You know, oatmeal, egg whites, protein, chicken breast. I mean, I made some tofu with some mushrooms and some red peppers. It was really good just the other night. So I've been eating really healthy, but I wanted to eat healthy before I started exercising again. So I felt I was to the point where, you know, I felt like my body was healthy, so I was like, okay, it's time to start exercising again. So I got a gym membership at Planet Fitness just last week. Well, before that, I was doing some free exercising at the apartment I live at because they have a gym there, but some of the machines are broken, and I was like, you know what, I'll go to Planet Fitness because Planet Fitness is like 10 bucks a month. So I go to Planet Fitness, get a membership there, and I started working out just last week. It was last Friday. It was my first day there. And worked out, felt good, and they have like this cool spa area where you can lay on a waterbed, and it shoots water jets up at you and it massages you. They have a tanning booth. They have all this stuff. And it's free. It's part of the membership. So I was doing that, working out, and my freaking... Well, I got two roommates right now. And one of my roommates, he's in really good shape, so I was like, what do you do to get your deltoids, which are like the muscles in your back, like between your shoulder blades? I was like, what do you do to get your deltoids in shape? And he's like, you know, I just lift things. I don't know. He works as like a technician. He does, you know, he works with like heavy equipment and stuff. So he's like, oh, it's just like, just because like I have to like lift things up all the time, like over my head, that's how I get these deltoids. And so I'm super excited about my gym membership, and I get home on Saturday after I was at the gym, and as I left to the gym, my one roommate, not the one with the deltoids, but my other roommate, he's like, just sitting in his room playing his video game, and I'm like, okay, whatever, I'm gonna go to the gym, see ya. And so I go to the gym, I run a couple errands, and I get back to the apartment, and he's still sitting in his room, and I was like, oh, you got to see what I got at the grocery store. I got all this really healthy food for under 10 bucks. And I was telling him about the workout and about the gym and everything. And I was like really pumped about it because they had all these like cool machines that like I hadn't worked on before. Well, I bring up my other roommate who has the deltoids, And I was like, yeah, I asked Jeff how he got his deltoids. And for some reason, that set him off. And he's like, why can't you just be happy with how you look? Blah, 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 blah. You shouldn't be comparing yourself to other people. All you do is care about the way you look. Oh, you are the vainest. You are so vain. He's just going on and on and on. He's like, you just care about how you look. It's ridiculous. Like, that's like the most important thing in your life. Like, there's so much more you can do. And I'm like, dude, you were like excited about this. You were saying you wanted to get a membership too at this gym just prior to this. But it's because I brought up this other roommate, and for some reason he freaks out whenever I talk about him or bring him up. And I was like, I was just having a civilized conversation. Like, if someone has nice deltoids and that's something that you're looking to work on, like, yeah, I would ask him, how'd you get those deltoids type of thing. It was kind of ridiculous. But I'm like, you know what? I exercise and I work out and I eat healthy because it makes me feel good. It, like, all around, all day, every day, I work long hours. It's a long day. It's a long life. I like to feel like I'm going to have a long, healthy life. So this is why I do this, and it makes me feel good. And I'm like, you sat in your room for the last 2 hours playing your video game because that's how you wanted to spend your time. I spent it at the gym and doing this because that's how I wanted to spend my time. I wasn't calling myself better than you. I wasn't calling you out of shape or anything, but it was the fact that I felt like I was bettering myself while he was just living in the moment was what really upset him. He felt like you living in the moment, making yourself better, makes me feel less. And that wasn't the point at all. It was just, I felt great and I wanted to share it with somebody. And, you know, he called me vain, said all I care about is my looks. And it's like, it's not true, but I do care about my looks, honestly. Like, when I come to work and, like, I'm fresh out of, you know, because I got a tanning bed. I got a 5-minute tan last week, and one of the girls who, like, never, ever talks to me, she was talking to me literally all day at work. And I don't even think she likes me, like, at all. Like, she, like, I didn't think, like, she does not like me, but she was talking to me all day for some reason. I was like, oh, she must like the tan type of thing. So I was explaining this. He's like, I don't care about how I look, and neither should you. And I was like, all right, well, the way you look directly affects the way you feel. It affects the way that people look at you. It affects the way all sorts of things. And I was like, you don't have to like the way you look. You don't have to care about the way you look. But I do. I do in some aspect. So that was the whole argument. And I'm going back to the gym tonight, not to work out, but because I went running yesterday for the first time in almost 2 years. Like, well, is it? Yeah, almost 2 years. No, that's pushing it. Maybe like a year and a half. Year and a half to 2 years. But I have not been running. And when I say running, I mean like running outside, like on the sidewalk or on the street. But I haven't done that in such a long time. Actually, it's been more like a year. But I haven't done that in such a long time that I went and ran for the first time yesterday, and my hamstrings today are just killing me. So I'm gonna go back to Planet Fitness tonight, and I'm gonna get a water jet massage. And then after that, actually, I'll probably do that second. First, there's this room, it's a booth, and you stand in it, and it hits you with infrared lights, and you stand on this this plate, and the plate vibrates and shakes and rocks really fast, and it jiggles your whole body, and you stand on that for like 15 minutes, and it like works all your muscles and kinks and everything out. So that loosens you up really good, and then I'm going to get the massage table. So I'm on my way to do that, but pretty excited. Just wanted to share that. Hope y'all enjoyed this podcast. See you later.